Time now for our latest home viewing recommendation from movie critic Bob Mondello. Slings and Arrows, the Shakespeare-centric comedy from Canadian TV, has just been released in a new DVD collection. Bob recently rewatched an episode and says it reminded him how much he liked the whole series.
Even though he's going to be a major character in the series, Oliver, a flamboyant Theater Fest director,
there was a time when I could actually rehearse the actors on the final day of rehearsal,
gets killed by a truck in the very first episode of the first season of Slings and Arrows, a truck labeled Canada's Best Hams, appropriate for a guy who deals with actors. Of course, if you know your Shakespeare, you know death won't keep Oliver down.
Jeffrey!
Oh, no.
Welcome home.
What is happening here? You're dead.
Apparently, there's an afterlife.
Ghosts pop up all the time in Shakespeare, especially in Hamlet, the show Oliver was about to stage for the New Burbage Festival. Now it'll go on with an even more flamboyant director who takes that line about there being something rotten in the state of Denmark seriously.
I want a rank and foul-looking, foul-acted, and if possible, foul-smelling Hamlet. Questions?
Slings and Arrows isn't just a backstage comedy. It's a romp about the whole business of running a theater festival, from fundraising fiasco to opening night meltdown. Also about the movie stars who drop in and the egos and feuds that make live theater so quixotic.
Cue the stupid bleats.
Think of it as kind of a predecessor, though funnier and more sophisticated, for the musical series Smash, with the advantage that Slings and Arrows has not musical comedy, but the bard's plays to hold the mirror up to nature, and, happily, it gets the Shakespeare right.
'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die. To sleep. To sleep, perchance, to dream. Aye, there's the rub.
Slings and Arrows was a cult hit for three seasons, each of which found fresh comedy in the producing of a tragedy, Hamlet, then Macbeth, and finally Lear. Surprising fun, even as it illuminates the plays, the series will prove downright addictive if you happen to be a theater nut, and if you're not, it may help you become one. I'm Bob Mondello.
Cheer up, Hamlet! Chin up, Hamlet! Buck up, you melancholy Dan! So your uncle is a cad who murdered Dad and married Mum. That's really no excuse to be as
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.